Welcome to the manifesting new moon that is closing out the month of May and transitioning us into June for all the new that is ahead. This month closes with a double second new moon. We began the month with a new moon and we're closing the month with a new moon going into the new month on the energy of this new moon, which heightens the energy for what is next. There's many astrological alignments that is heightening this shift that is starting right now into new beginnings being birthed. This is a time of cycle completions and new chapters being defined. It's how the month even began on a new moon and closes on a new moon. And both are cusping at the beginning and the ending of a month. So it's all about completing cycles and closing the loop, allowing something new to come forward. I mean, I know even in my personal life right now that my niece just got married. And what is ironic is over 6 years ago, I was at her home, our family's home, when she was 19 years old and was working on intentions and manifesting for a boyfriend. And here she is now, 6 years later, just got married this past Sunday. Talk about opening up a whole new cycle and some completions. It wasn't like her boyfriend walked into her life instantly the next day. He came in 4 years ago. But there's power in these rituals when you set that intention with that clarity of what you're looking for. It truly is amazing when you see that activation happen of what is in your heart. And the time is now. That is one of the focuses for this month, is the time is now. All that is pressing and being pushed in the present, that urgency of now is being felt with time. You might even be feeling a restlessness in some life area that feels unresolved, to find resolutions now for whatever is those forward-facing answers and directions. These intentions that are already imprinted in you, it is now time to embrace them. Since the entire month of May was spent in Mercury retrograde, there has been a good amount of time revisiting, reviewing, reordering priorities for a new future vision that you feel now in this time that is embracing whole new beginnings. This is why the manifesting money experience has been phenomenal for a lot of people there, because the time is right now. And you, if you have not joined it, I want to highly recommend you have a chance to really reshape and rewire, especially during this potent time of new beginnings for this month of June, the 21-day manifesting money experience. Because new decisions, new timelines, new directions, new actions are literally reshaping reality into completely new chapters. What will it look like for you? And that's why I want to invite anybody who has not yet joined it, because everyone is saying it inside this experience, how they are feeling the shift. If money is, and it doesn't matter how much money you have in your account, if money is a life area that you are ready to embrace a shift, and I want to invite you to that, because good-hearted souls like you need these powerful resources in your own life and to be in that collaboration and giving it and gifting it and contributing it to the world. Definitive directions are calling something new to start. And what is it for you? That's the question I'd like to ask you to look at for this month, for this new timeline that's being invited in. Because the third focus is shifts are starting. That's right. Whether we're on board or not, there are shifts that are happening. Life is shifting in new ways with new starts. And whatever has been the shift stirring in you, let them guide you to those new starts. This is a time of high activation, high action. There is tremendous power now that whatever is decided upon now will shape your tomorrow for what life will be. So I wanted to encourage you. Encourage, that's the word for to be in the courage of you embracing your full life expression of what is next for you, what's ready to start. Pen to paper, antenna to God, to the source, to creation, to the universal loving presence. Write it right into life, your most heart-directed desires and dreams and hopes, intentions. This is the time we're calling for. This is what's up for right now. Here is a mantra I've been working with that is very on point with our time right now. And that is, I fully and completely occupy and own my life imprint. And I call in, allow more than enough of the right people and resources to embrace and support my fullest expression. This month, this time, this new moon, this new start, this energy configuration, this alignment, this activation is all about calling us in to occupy more of our own life imprint. Because if we do not occupy it, then we allow all these other energies to come in and occupy our own life imprint. This is where it could be energies from the world. This is where it could be energies from other people in relationships, where we are no longer owning our own life and our own life imprint. And so expand the edges to what is your life imprint so that you can call in more of the right people and resources so you can embrace and support your fullest expression. So use this new moon to move out the edges of what are those true heartfelt desires and directions that are ready to start for you, that are shifting, and you're going to listen to the stirring and you're going to take action to set into directions those new timelines of what's being called forth as a new start, as a new beginning. You're taking this tremendous power right now, and whatever is decided now is going to shape your tomorrow. So let those heartfelt desires, dreams, hopes, and intentions come alive for you. We have been in a full month of Mercury retrograde. So a lot of reviewing, a lot of reshaping, a lot of rewiring. We've been revisiting things that we know are calling forth a shift, a change. And now as we move into June and Mercury retrograde winds down, we're going to be also hitting the strongest super full moon in the month of June. Then we're going to be hitting the solstice. So we are coming into an incredibly powerful time. And whatever is that clarity right now that we can call forth and connect to it, we are using that to create the new cycle, the new chapter. Look at it like a whole new book that is being written. So lots of supportive processes to help you. I have 4 21-day mantra experiences, from nourishing worthiness to a prosperity pathway to a miracle stream or the manifesting money experience. This is a great way to use the power with only giving 15, 20 minutes a day to reshaping, calling in, and creating a powerful new timeline that is ready to transform you and your life into the truest connection of what is next for you. May the light that's inside your heart be ignited to shine upon the path forward for what is wanting to come through in your life imprint expression at its fullest. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.